We here. Once again, this song.
Yes, man, it's good to be back. Holiday weekend.
Yes. Yeah, be thankful.
Yeah, thankful. I'm very thankful this year, man. It's been a just came with you this year and get over with. But until then, just be thankful. Just be thankful. I'm very thankful this year.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, for those who do know, for those who don't know, hey, this is Side Hustle Radio.
We in the building.
Breaking bread. Mm. And breaking music right now.
About to eat that sweet potato pie.
About to eat that sweet potato pie?
Yes.
But you're the same person that don't like regular black food. But I'm surprised you like sweet potato pie, bro.
I don't like regular black food.
Yeah, like macaroni and cheese. What black man don't like macaroni and cheese?
This one?
See, I still ask the question.
That's not regular black man food.
It is black man food.
I eat black eyed peas. You eat black eyed peas?
Yeah, I like black eyed peas, yeah.
You eat cornbread?
Cornbread. Yeah, some sauerkraut.
You like ribs?
I don't eat ribs.
What the?
I don't eat pork like that more. I eat some beef ribs. Yeah, I eat the beef ribs. I don't eat pork like that no more. You know?
Chicken ribs.
Yeah.
Turkey ribs.
I don't even do the booty noodles no more.
Booty noodles?
Yeah, chitterlings. I don't even do that no more.
Never mess around.
Yeah, I used to way back when. Yeah, I ain't had that choice.
I don't get down.
If grandma put it on your plate, you had to eat it.
Whoa. You better eat all that food.
You better eat all that food.
I don't want no chitlins. You better eat them chitlins.
Eat the booty noodles. Hey. So, hey, let's get right back into this real quick. We got a artist. Straight out of the
IO.
Man, he's family. Oh man, you're gonna love this story. We love this music, man. When that track came across your desk, you're like, oh well, we gotta get this one. We gotta get this one.
And he's from the OH.
IO.
So it's a must.
It's a must. So with that being said, for those who do know him, for those who don't know him, give a round applause to Alan Lucas.
Yeah. What's happening?
What's up, family?
What's good?
Man, blessings. Well, before we jump into the interview, bro, you don't like macaroni and cheese, man?
Thank you, bro. Thank you, family.
What's up? You don't like ribs?
But I don't eat pork.
Come on.
Y'all Muslims now. Y'all on that Muslim thing, huh?
I'm just saying though, the holiday ain't complete. I don't care what you got.
The holiday
ain't complete without macaroni and cheese, bro.
You are so correct, bro. You are so correct.
Get down.
Like if I show up at grandma's house and she ain't got no macaroni and cheese, I'm like, I'm worried. I'm like, yeah. She sick?
Grandma, okay? I'm with you. I'm with you too.
Oh, y'all just gonna pack up and leave, bro.
Grandma okay? Is grandma okay?
Word.
This
ain't right.
Don't need all that cheese.
You don't need all that cheese? Oh, bro, you killing me.
Hey, you're right. You don't need it, but Thanksgiving.
You're supposed to have it. But yeah, he's okay. He still get the pass because he says sweet potato pie and pumpkin pie. Not pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. Nah, I don't do the pumpkin.
I would have to question. I start calling my bro, Stephen A. Pretty soon, I'm like, "Come on, Stephen."
Oh, no,
he coming at you now.
I don't get down with the little tiny low
little mustache.
Hitler mustache thing.
But yeah, but man, Alan, Lucas, hey, we want to give you a shout out. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to chop it up with you. Your track came across the DJ's desk, and he was like, "Bro, you gotta check this out." And I'm like, "That's fire! Like, who's this? Where's he from?" He's like, "He's from the OH." We were like, yeah. "What? Oh, we gotta get him on the show. We gotta get you on the show." Okay, so for those who do know you, for those who don't know you, go ahead and introduce yourself and you know where you from.
Shit, man, I'm Alan Lucas, man. The name says it all. You know what I'm saying? Born in Lima, Ohio, Allen County. Raised in Toledo, Ohio, Lucas County. That's how I came up with Alan Lucas. I rep all 419 at Old Strip, I-75. It ain't too many places I ain't been, so that's me.
He raped the whole county over there.
What's that? Is that the Steel City? Was that what they say?
No, that's Pittsburgh.
That's Pittsburgh.
You talking about Lima, you talking about the Bean, you talking about Toledo, you talking about the mud. Know that?
Okay.
The mud.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's from Lima. Lima of all places. You know.
Wow, yeah.
Lima, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's to be the north part of Detroit, you know. The south part of Detroit.
Yeah.
Because that was that corridor coming to Columbus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Toledo got their own little music movement, man, and Lima.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Alone, it's like going into Houston, and everybody being indie and putting out their own music, and you know.
Yeah, Toledo. Yeah, I got
y'all's own movement in that area, man. It's.
We don't need Cleveland. We don't need Columbus.
Nah,
we got our own style here.
Nah. Like
it's definitely different.
I rock with some people from up your way, and they came down, and I was like, "Who's this? Oh, this you don't know nothing about this. This is some Toledo stuff." Oh, what? Like y'all used to have these. I don't know if y'all still got these the mom and pops record stores and stuff like that back in the day.
What? Oh yeah, you know about Sound Asylum and all that. Yeah, that was back in the day.
Yeah, yeah, used to sell all the up and coming artists' music up there. It's like, man.
We got our scene,
man.
Okay, so how long you been doing music?
Well, man, I've been doing it all my life. I came out the womb straight into music. I come from a musical family, so that was just like that's just what we did. As far as taking it seriously and trying to get to the next level, I've been on it tough for real, like the last 4 years.
Oh. I heard we liked the song, but I was like, man, I want to hear more, man. That's why I was like, is there more out there, or is it something before this particular track?
So what we did was we pulled everything down off the internet.
That's why we couldn't find that.
We pulled everything down because business got real, business got serious, and we got to strategize and move right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Put it in
that's
demand.
That's where we at right now. Mm-hmm.
Get them in demand and be fiending for it.
Exactly. So that's why we ran with doubles. You know what I'm saying? We ran with doubles to get it. Just to warm up the underground a little bit. My connections, I'm pulling everything together, and early March, we releasing.
Oh, okay.
March?
Yeah, first quarter.
So what he going, he said, hey, you know, he said, I'm going to go ahead and fall back, get through this winter, and when spring hit, we ready to shoot. Yeah, we ready to play.
Okay.
That's what it is.
You got a, you shooting a video for the doubles track?
Actually, we are. It's halfway shot.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to find the right editor for it. You know, because, you know, the editing and everything, you get the wrong editor, it ain't going to come out right. So, we not in a rush, but we are in a rush. So, the video probably, I'm thinking early February.
Okay. Yo, they made it, when I came across this song, man, it said you was in Reynoldsburg. And I was like, Reynoldsburg? Is this some Bow Wow?
Like, is this Bow Wow? He's related to Bow Wow? Is this his cousin?
Not at all. But you know what's funny though? I am in Reynoldsburg though.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. My daughter out here, you know what I'm saying? So I'm doing my daddy thing. That's how I ended up in Columbus.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, is that Bow Wow's cousin? Being from
not
Reynoldsburg.
At all. Not at all. Nah, I'm cut from a different cloth, boy.
Okay. This ain't no challenge here. This ain't no Bow Wow challenge.
So, who are some of the influences in your music? When it comes to your music, who's some of your influences?
Man, you know what's crazy? It's like, I listen to everything. So, from oldies to new school, to Euro music. I listen to a little bit of everything, but I do have my favorites, you know what I'm saying? But my favorites, once you hear the album, it will come through. But right now, but just off the doubles was just, it was just a vibe and a feel that I got once I heard the track. Mm-hmm. Once I heard the track, I was like, this is something that I go this way. And plus, it's based off real life experiences, because one night I had more than one too many and I just wrote about it.
So the album is done already, or are you still working, or, you know, putting your little bit of...
It's halfway done. Like, if I wanted to put something together and release right now, I could. Okay. But right now, I'm such in the creative mode right now. I'm digging deep in my bag. I'm just keep going. So by the end of December, we're going to pick what's what and how we feel about stuff. Then we're going to send the stuff out to get mastered.
Okay, so can we expect another, like, a mixtape, some more tease, a little something out there before?
We've been contemplating it. I really kind of want to release one, but my team, like, just wait a second. Doubles doing good. Let them focus on doubles. So, you know, sometimes the artist got to take a step back and let the team do what they're supposed to do. You know what I mean?
Wow. Thank you for saying that. And sometimes, because I understand, because you got you a team, and I'm glad to hear that you got you a team and you're listening to your team. A lot of artists, they make a team and they won't listen to the team. Then I'm like, then why you have a team?
Oh, trust me, baby. We argue like a mug. Hey, we be here going at it. But at the end of the day, everybody got the same say. If you outvoted, you outvoted. What can you do?
Oh, wow. Mm. Wow.
It's a collective effort. Nobody's more important than the next. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the biggest thing is, you as an artist, you have to free things up in order for you to stay creative. And you can't right. do everything yourself. And I'm glad to hear that you got your chance.
Man, doing everything yourself will drive you crazy. Because in the beginning, when I jumped back in real strong, I was doing everything myself. And like, I be in the creative process, and then I got to do some internet stuff. You know what I'm saying? Then I go over there and do that. And that's not all the way official, because for real, I'm still in the creative process. And then by the time I get back to the creative process, I just spend my energy doing something else. So it's important. Protect your energy. You artists, be an artist.
Yes, protect your energy. So you say you've been doing this pretty much since the womb. How did you really get started?
For real? Well, you know, coming up in high school, you know how that go. Everybody battle each other. They so-called rappers or whatnot. So, you know, I was decent at it. I was decent at freestyling. So my homegirl Pops had a studio. And she was like, you know, she telling her pops, like, yo, do nice. So he brought me down there, and I was addicted right then. But then life happened. I sidetracked, you know, put it to the back, you know, ripping and running, doing whatever I was doing, a whole bunch of nothing. You know what I'm saying? And then one day it just hit me again. That itch hit me. And you know, once you got it in your vein, you got it in your vein.
So you signed to a label, particular label? You indie? You got your own situation?
We indie. I own the record company Dark Fader.
Okay.
And we mixing and mingling. I've been around. When I was ripping and running, I went a little bit everywhere. I didn't live in Philly. I didn't live in Orlando. I done lived in New York. I done stayed in Atlanta. I had a long vacation in L.A. So, you know, just ripping and running. You get around and you start meeting people. And I'm just like, you know, I know a lot of people. And I can put this together and make it official for real.
Okay. Well, you know us now. So that makes us fam. And of course, because you from the 08. So, you know,
for sure.
Off the top. You got our cosign, bro.
I appreciate it. That's real.
Think you know we ready to bless the world.
Are you ready? You ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Okay, you ready to do this? Okay, go ahead and set this track up for us.
This is Alan Lucas for sure. Straight from the 419. This is my single Doubles. When you had one too many, you know what I'm talking about. Enjoy life. Be blessed. It's long.
Double shots in my cup. Double shots in my cup.
Empty Henny bottles, yeah, I think I'm drunk. Empty Henny bottles, yeah, I think I'm drunk. Empty Henny bottles, yeah, I think I'm drunk.
Double shots in my cup.
Empty Henny bottles, yeah, I think I'm drunk.
Somebody get they daughter, cause she's about to get slaughtered. That Hennessy make the diamond tip out of. I can't hear about it. Tell me if you tryna pout it. Excuse me, shut it, I'm sorry. Got my hands all over your body. Yeah, they yak, I'm yakin' up. Double shots in my cup. Shorty got a big old butt, oh yeah. Shorty got a big old butt. And I'm just tryna cook, yeah, cook, yeah, cook. But I done fucked that up, cause I done had too much.
Empty Henny bottles, yeah, I think I'm drunk. Empty Henny bottles, yeah, I think I'm drunk. Empty Henny bottles, yeah, I think I'm drunk.
Empty
Henny bottles, yeah, I think I'm drunk.
Give a shot to my cup.
Empty Henny bottles, yeah, I think I'm drunk. Empty Henny bottles, yeah, I think I'm drunk. Empty Henny bottles, yeah, I think I'm drunk.
Put her drinks on my tab. Is that your bitch, bro? My bad. I'm tripping all in my bag. I'm sipping on some XO. I'm texting all my ex-hoes, but they are not responding. I guess those bridges burned down, cause I ain't got no time down. I'm lit like a cigarette. That bottle, I done finished it. I probably won't be nip shit. Fuck it, I feel magnificent. I'm gone, I'm zone, I'm feeling it. And these niggas wanna get into some ignorant shit.
Empty Henny bottles, yeah, I think I'm drunk. Empty Henny bottles, yeah, I think I'm drunk. Empty Henny bottles, yeah, I think I'm drunk.
Empty
Henny bottles, yeah, I think I'm drunk. Empty Henny bottles, yeah, I think I'm drunk. Empty Henny bottles, yeah, I think I'm drunk. Empty Henny bottles, yeah, I think I'm drunk.
Double shots in my cup. Yeah, double shots in my cup. That yak got me acting up. Double shots in my cup. Yeah, double shots in my cup.
That's that double shot. Yes, that's Alan Lucas. That's double.
Hey, I guess it's safe to say the drink of choice is Henny. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that Henny did you in for your birthday this past year.
Bro. Oh, you got a story too. Let that story go. Let it go. We all got one. Let it go.
I don't think I remember too much.
You sure don't. You was not that, bro.
It was a little bit more than Henny. It was a Henny and Blue MF'er and all kinds of shit.
You had that blue motherfucker mixed with Henny?
Yeah. I think the Henny was my fault because I'm like, bro, you gotta do. Because we just drunk some cognac. We don't know what we had. That woodsy, whatever. Then we're like, bro, we gotta do some shots up on Henny. You like, no, man. Bro, I'm already through. I took it over. I took overboard with that one. Took him overboard.
We
had a double shot. We had a double shot too.
Yeah, had a double shot. Sure.
Yeah, it do it to you, boy.
Might have to get you a sponsorship deal. After, you know, with this Henny, man. You know what I mean?
It's a tricky situation, but we work it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tricky situation, but we work it.
Yeah. Like back in the day, Run DMC, you know, Adidas wouldn't like known, but Run said, y'all gonna pay me. I'm gonna make everybody love Adidas. So
right.
it's gonna go to say make it be the same situation. I'm gonna make y'all want to give me a deal with y'all's drinks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The people going to associate the Henny with you, The doubles, yeah, there it is, you know what I mean?
And there it is. Trust me, I already know I got a couple of nights ahead of me.
Oh, man.
Okay, so I got some questions here. A question said, if you had a chance to do a collab with an artist dead or alive, who would it be?
For real, right now? Right now, today, if I had somebody, I'd tell you Anderson .Paak.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, he dope. He's dope.
Yeah, he's dope.
Yeah.
He's dope.
Yeah, I'll tell you Anderson .Paak.
That means I thought you was gonna say Bow, man. I thought maybe we get some.
Bro, we try to become new friends. You try. he gonna start sounding from Houston. He gonna leave Ohio for that.
Hey. Hey, you know he kind of flip floppy. You know he starts seeing cats blow up in the OH. He jump back on the bandwagon. Oh yeah, let's do something together, cuz, you know what I'm saying?
Man, look, that's something I don't even want to talk about.
Oh man.
Wow. So you said Anderson .Paak. That,
yeah.
I'm feeling it. Yeah. Matter of fact, I can see him on the remix on that track right there. So the next question is, who's your biggest influencer when it comes to your music?
My biggest?
Yes.
It would have to be, I would say, E-40. I love E-40. A lot of people don't give him the respect, but that boy been in the game for how long? Still running, doing strong? Man, that's business wise. Yeah, I like E-40 and I like Currency. You want to get him some engineering? You want to get him some engineering? I love Quick.
Oh yeah,
DJ Quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Oh, man.
So
he throwing some old school heavy hitters in there. He's like,
yeah, not even old school heavy hitters. Like for real legends.
Legends, you're right. They're not old school.
For real legends,
yeah.
Yeah, them boys do their thing. They do their thing, huh? And if I can get a career even half of what they did, I'll be truly blessed. So, you know, I look up to people like that, people that really got careers and people that's really moving. I don't care about who hot, you know what I'm saying? That's here today, gone tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
If I'm correct, I don't think 40 just been indie since the jump, right?
Yeah,
out the trunk. He might have signed
one. He been indie. Yeah. I think he had a collaboration with Jive for a minute.
Right.
Yup.
But man, but they had to sign him because he was killing them in the beginning out the trunk indie.
Oh yeah,
if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they want some of that money. Yeah, they want some of that money.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just say I just respect legends. I respect people with longevity. You know what I'm saying? I look at them and try to follow their moves. Mm.
So we did mention. I'm going on a different path. We did mention Henny, and then you did mention E-40. Now, E-40 is not only good when it comes to the music, but he also good from the business side, where he has so many, like, his name is on a lot of different, his name is on clothing, his name is on liquor, his name is on drinks, any type of drink there is, he's out there, he's got a name on it. Is this something that you're looking to do yourself, or are you there yet?
No, I'm not there yet. And as far as putting my name on, like, clothing and stuff like that, that's not really my vision for myself. I want to have my run. Let's get that straight. I want to have my run. I want a good 4-5 year run. Mm. But I ain't being greedy. I really want to find the next dude under me. That's just following Ho's blueprint, though.
True that.
If you pay attention. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, I watch those that's really moving and really doing stuff. So, you know, it's not always about me. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Oh, I want that next thing.
Man, you know, I thought it was kind of odd. If I'm remembering correctly, it was a point in time when J. Cole was a threat to Jay. And if I'm remembering correctly, didn't Jay go get Cole and sign him to his management?
Oh yeah. J. Cole
yeah.
under that umbrella.
Yeah, because you know.
I wouldn't say it's a threat, but J. Cole definitely is in class right now studying it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about. That's how Hov stay relevant. He see how the streets move. When you see what's going on, he pick the next thing and put it in place.
Yeah, I rock
that's
with
how he'll be in there. That's how he'll be in there. That's how Dr. Dre will be in there. You see what I'm saying?
True that.
Yeah, true that.
So, you know. That's the lane I'm trying to slide in, but as of right now, I'm focused on me though. I still got a lot.
Put in the work, you know. Hey,
yes sir.
I'm just glad that, you know, you ain't rushing the situation. You willing to put in the work and do what you got to do to get to that level. Whereas, you know, a lot of cats think out the gate they superstars and you know they should be making $1 million out the gate.
Right, but a lot of cats ain't been where I've been and done what I've done either, so I'm looking at it from a whole different point of view. You know, I got a different perspective on it. I done been around,
so you know the game. You know the game.
So do you have any
accident?
Or accident. So will you be doing any shows this coming fall or winter, or are you going to wait until you release everything this coming March?
I got a couple things in the works. Nothing solid. We'll see how the business end of it is before I jump out and say that's what I'm doing. But for real, I'm waiting till March because I got a big event coming up in March in New York. And it's my release party, and it's gonna be live. It's gonna be for sure. It's serious.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
You have a release party in New York.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, we might just see if we can get some tickets.
Make that trip up there.
Yeah, make that trip up there and stream
come on,
it.
Y'all more than welcome. You're more than welcome.
And stream it live. We like here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
We gotta do that. Yeah, so
that sounds like a plan. We can do that.
Sure. Hey man, I wanna say thank you for coming on the show, man. And yo, please keep bringing that heat, man.
For sure. Thank y'all for having me.
How can they follow you on social media?
Everything is simple. Everything is cohesive. It's I am Allen Lucas. I am Allen Lucas. That's on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can email me there at Gmail. It's all cohesive. I am Allen Lucas.
Hey, how do we say it, bro? I am Allen Lucas on everything. Just that simple. I am Allen Lucas on everything. And like
yep,
I said, Allen, like I said, anytime that you have new music, you will be heard. This is the home for artists like yourself. Not only because you're family, you're true family to us. You know, when we say your family, because you're from Ohio, when we say your family, you can go into the refrigerator. You know, you don't even ask us. You just say, hey, you know where the food is, bro. It's in the refrigerator.
Yeah,
hey,
you know? Right. Don't even ask.
Don't ask. Just go straight to the refrigerator.
Oh. Well, one last thing, bro. You drink your Henny straight or with a little Coke?
Oh, man, a little ice.
Oh, he said a little ice. Yeah, a little ice.
I'm in there, let me roll.
Oh, so he's drinking straight. Oh, see that, I think that's what you did wrong, because you wanted some Coke. You want a little Coke with yours. I'm like, nah, we're
gonna fuck you up in the morning.
Yeah, okay, no. Taking it straight to the head. Straight, no chaser.
Yeah.
But I am Allen Lucas on everything. And like I said, your family, like I said, this is was created for artists like you who have great music and that needs to be heard through the underground. So anytime you want to come back, you just let me know. Hey, this is your home too.
Facts. I appreciate it. And I'll definitely be back. Know that.
For sure.
Okay. Hey, Allen, I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second. Hold on for a second. Hey, that's Alan Lucas. Follow him at I Am Alan Lucas on all social media platforms. Like him. Download his music. It's called Double. Bro, you got a track for me?
Yeah, I got a track.
Okay, so hey, this is Side Hustle Red. We'll be right back right after this.
Yeah.
Start acting like black men. My fellow poets tell me not to write poems talking bad about black folks. But I ain't mad at white. I'm mad at you, you low-down niggas. Crossing out each other and constantly talking about brother this and whitey that. You low-down lames, it takes two to play a game. Y'all claim to be so hip.
Found balance and meaning through self-reflection. Admitting my wrong instead of deflecting. Correcting my flaws brought resurrection. I'm born again, born to win, that's a lesson. I'll never take for granted, but damn it, I never did. I stood strong on my beliefs, never hid. Caught some traction and never slipped, supreme grip. Made something out of nothing, that's supreme grit. As far as being supreme on the mic, you know I steam shit. But the culture I uplift. I shifted so much shit with my mental like Magneto. Never put myself first, always did it for the people. Don't consider this a return, it's more of a sequel. I've been doubtful and depressed, so I'm more of an equal. Aligned souls, time rolls and waits for no man. Keep your head high, don't ever take the low stance. We come from kings and queens who walk the roads paved with gold. Yeah, you know the homeland.
Ain't about where you're from, it's where you at. Look around, baby. Made it to the island when I started with a nickel rock. Made it to the island and I started with a nickel rock. Made it to the island when I started with a nickel rock. Made it to the island when I started with a nickel rock. I made it to the top, a nigga made it to the top. Made it to the top, you know I made it to the top. Made it to the island when I started with a nickel rock. Made it to the island and I started with a nickel rock.
Yeah, vos no me compares con esto que yo no soy igual. Son sabos chincheros que todos lo quieren averiguar. Hacen trabajo brujo y trabajo espiritual. Pero no le sale nato y bendecido por el la. Antes vendía Z, pistolas y libras también pesetas. Ahora me dicen John Z, par de pesos metido en la caleta. Todo el mundo me respeta, no jode conmigo, no hay quien se meta. Versace mi chaqueta, corre a la tele y la combi completa. Pulsera, el rol en los carros, los botes, pregunta cómo llegué aquí. Ey, como girasoles, siente los olores, mis blones, todos tienen el kiff. Ey, chorre cabrones, yo tengo la con eso que no cometan un mi. Take que mi puta en roles después que me viole ese totito de dulce, chica.
A la cima, a la cima, a la cima, llegamos a la cima. A la cima, a la cima, a la cima llegamos.
Llega por la cima.
Made it to the island when I started with a nickel rock. Made it to the island and I started with a nickel rock. Made it to the island when I started with a nickel rock. Made it to the island when I started with a nickel rock. I made it to the top, a nigga made it to the top. Made it to the top, you know I made it to the top. Made it to the island when I started with a nickel rock. Made it to the island and I started with a nickel rock.
Llegamos al top, estoy bendecido. Estaba en el sótano, pero de donde vengo no me olvido. Cocheando a diario a mí misma y se lo había prometido. Que él iba a recompensar todo lo que por mí se ha jodido. Yeah, we made it, como Taiga and Faded. La mano llena de sortija, el puño vendado, flow invader. Estoy haciendo inventario, te llamo later. La cubana en diamante, el outfit negro, flow Darth Vader. Acá se muere todo el mundo, se empleado. No tenían en el bote y salimos a flote. Por South Beach con 10 putas en el bote, está lleno el lote. Mi flow es jefe, lo tengo, está cobrando prote. I'm the king, all I do is
swing, nigga, fuck you mean. Cero incestería, el nombre está clean. Por más que ronquen cabrones, lo tengo en un patín. Te cortamos la señal, hijo de puta, y no somos spring. Mickey,
made it to the island when I started with a nickel rock. Made it to the island and I started with a nickel rock. Made it to the island when I started with a nickel rock. Made it to the island when I started with a nickel rock. I made it to the top, a nigga made it to the top. Made it to the top, you know I made it to the top. I made it to the island when I started with a nickel rock. Made it to the island and I started with a nickel rock.
Yowsima! Make it work! La asociación de 90 piquetes, cabrón.
Durán de Coach. Rosa. Ricky Rosa.
Mu Nation, what up?
De la Red Music, baby.
Reindicando John C.
Excel Music.
Gordo Latin Music, nigga.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Side Hustle Radio. A special thank you to Alan Lucas.
Bow. Bow.
Make it a double. That double.
Yeah, that's
double.
A double. Mm. I don't talk about 2 million.
Yeah, you
don't
talk about
Henny too much.
Matter of
no
fact, we got that. Oh, man, we didn't get our drinks tonight.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We got that with that Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj? Got
yeah, she has a drink out there, man. They hit us up with. It's like a Moscato.
So wait.
But the sangria.
She ain't doing the music no more. Now she doing drinks.
I guess so, man. She doing drinks. So they hit us. You know, they blessed us with that Nicki Minaj. I don't know. Ask a girl what's that Nicki Minaj drink called?
Oh God, Alexa, what is Nicki Minaj's drink?
Here's something I found on the web, according to Cosmopolitan.com. Nicki Minaj poses in a bath full of milk and cereal for the cover of her 2015 calendar, because of course she does. Did that answer your question?
Ask her what's the name of her alcoholic drink.
Is she thinking it? Did you get that?
She don't listen to me, bro. I don't like her. I want to smile. I've been
why we even bother asking Alexa anything? Because she ain't going to know. Siri don't know. I think the smartest one out of them is Google.
Google?
Google the only one.
Like, hey, Google. Look, they all flashed over like, huh?
Traitor. Hey, Deep Voice, you are a traitor. You sell out. You don't like me, do you? You don't know nothing.
You don't know. You should be saying
I didn't even ask that. By the time we could figure that out, I could have walked over to the refrigerator and got it. But, so it's that Thanksgiving weekend or week, whatever. Some people, Black Friday, it's like, which is more popular now, man? Thanksgiving or Black Friday? Because it's like,
I think it's Black Friday.
I know.
People are like, yeah, man, I got a 72-inch for $49. Like, what?
People don't even stay home on Thanksgiving no more. We're going shopping tonight.
Going shopping. Yeah.
Tonight? Mm. Yeah, yeah. Dang, y'all ain't gonna wait till No.
Yeah.
Right after we eat, we're
going. At 6 p.m., they're gonna open the store. All right. See, that's. I am so glad I don't work in retail, bro. I swear. I'll just be fired, man. I will be fired.
I deliver in the food industry, and it's gonna be bonanza. Bonanza?
Bonanza? What do you mean? Are you
what happened?
Already,
what happened to Bonanza? That was a good
but
place.
But bro, are you really drinking right now? You said Bonanza instead of banana.
I would like some Bonanza steak.
Man, that restaurant been closed forever, bro.
I know, man. That's played. Ponderosa's gone. All the good restaurants.
Isn't it the one on the south side is still? No, the one on the south side is still open.
It is?
South High Street, far south.
It is?
Yeah, last
time. Last time I went in that joint, it was pretty bad. I was like, y'all need to close this joint.
But they had like an all-you-can-eat steak place. It was all-you-can-eat steak there, too.
Yeah, Bonanza. That was a spot back in the day. Shout out to Styli. That was the first record we played after the interview. another Ohio artist, and of course our guest man, Alan Lucas. He got some money hidden in the dirt somewhere or something.
Like, oh, hey, he's from the dirt, so you know he's from the Toledo, so he's from that area.
Yeah, I knew a lot of cats from Toledo. Used to come up to Columbus. That's them Toledo boys.
The Toledo boys, Lima boys?
Yeah.
Because when I used to run back in the day, you know, Lima was the place you go through coming from Detroit.
For sure.
That little corridor.
For sure.
And a lot of people from Detroit end up moving to Lima.
On the run,
yeah.
And a lot of people from Ohio, Toledo and Ohio and Lima run deep, run to the D. Right now, it's pretty cold in the D.
Oh, I could not find her, bro, and I'm still looking for her to bring her on the show.
Yeah, she might be locked up.
So anybody, what was her name again? It's cold in the D.
Don't ask me.
Ask a girl.
Why you keep asking me to ask this stupid shit? She don't know nothing. Yes, it is cold in the D's.
What's the D?
What do you mean by the D?
Oh,
Alexa,
God.
Who made the song Cold in the D? She's thinking.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
See?
Okay,
she don't know. Well, I knew that was coming. Why'd I ask? Thank you, Alexa.
That's the best.
Alexa, thank you. Thank you.
Of course, DJ.
Oh.
Enjoy your night.
Really? Was she just flirting with you, bro? Well, Alexa just... Of course, DJ. Enjoy it. Really? Did she just say, of course, DJ? Oh, T-Baby. So it was T-Baby. I just got hit that right there.
Oh, T-Baby.
So, hey, if anyone listen to the show, you from the D. From Detroit. You know T-Baby. Tell T-Baby to hit me up in my Instagram at HefTulo on IG. T-Baby, we got to get you on here. Because we got to... Oh, bro. For those who don't understand, can you play a song for the listeners? It's Cold in the D. You don't have to.
Bro. I'm not even sure if it's going to come up. Man. Okay.
Man, I love that track, man. Because she is hard in that track.
Wait.
That's T-Baby.
She got another song called Detroit Style.
Uh-oh, let's hear
that
Detroit
can't
Style.
Be her. That's a T-Baby. Picture of her.
Yeah, that's her.
That looked like a recent picture, too.
Oh, T-Baby, you got to hit us up because I can't find you on no social media.
Detroit Style. Let's see.
I got here. Who was it say?
Okay.
That's not Detroit, though.
These lame ass bitches, all they do is talk shit. I don't give a fuck, I can lick my click. Them bitches always talking about fake that game. When they don't know shit about a motherfucking game. I'm that damn pizza, so that damn piece wine. I'm that chocolate princess, put it down
for females.
Bro, this just came out the 15th of November.
It did not just come out the 15th
of November.
That's what
it says, November
15th. T-Baby. Oh, T-Baby.
Is that T-Baby, though? I think it is T-Baby.
That is her. Yeah, I recognize that picture.
Wow.
Oh, if you from the D, you know who T-Baby is. Tell him Chula right there. Oh, no. We got to get her on this show. T-Baby, you got to get T-Baby, baby. Baby, 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 baby. You got to hit me up. Hit him Chula up on the IG. Get on the show.
Wow.
There's
a lot of shooting going on.
When I was young, I was taught to win. Got pubes in my nuts, start to run at age of 10. Existing, man, I be getting it. If I bitches, I be hitting. If I come up on a meal with my niggas, I be splitting it. Cause we want all the money. Why you looking at me funny? Hit you like a dummy. Crash that is. Stay up all time, but your boy does it big. That's just how I live. Dreaming about four whips. This shit, just give me a minute and I'ma get it. Cause they get stuck on my fitted. Gotta represent for the set. Gold on my neck, boy, take a bet. You clapped up, fucking with the 10, nigga backed up. Leo Gallo, she gon' get tapped out.
Detroit style.
It's so cold in the D.
It's what it's the boss so cold in the D.
Detroit style.
Remember when I was
was broke as hell. Now your girl eating good, nigga, can't you tell? Remember when I was broke as hell? Now your girl eating good, nigga, can't you tell? Remember when I was broke as hell? Now your girl eating good, nigga, can't you tell? Gucci, Louis, I got it like nothing. I'm still on the east side, you know I ain't frontin'. Nigga, you know I'ma keep it real. I'ma keep turning up till I get the deal. Nigga, you know I'ma keep it real. I'ma keep turning up till I get the deal. Nigga, you know I'ma keep it real. I'ma keep turning up till I get the deal. Ghost 100, my niggas be blunting. Still looking pretty, got the keys to the city. Stupid ass niggas trying to fill on my titties. But you gotta be a boss to get this kitty. You gotta be a boss to get this kitty. Boy, you gotta be a boss to get this kitty. You gotta be a boss, nigga, get this kitty, yeah.
It's cold in the D. Hey, that's T-Baby with, what's his name? Something Moon? Alan
These Moon? Lame ass bitches, all they do is talk shit. I don't give a fuck, y'all can lick my click. And bitches always talking about they get game when they don't know shit about a motherfucking game. I'm that damn piece of shit, that damn piece one. I'm that chocolate
Mike
princess, boom. Down for
Mike
mines.
Moon.
I come through
boom,
the hood with my traces of the princess.
That's what that she's doing, the track one.
She's the alien.
Mike Moon, the alien.
Wow, so I was just wondering how old she was back then, because, man, okay, that's Detroit style, T-Baby, and the alien, Mike Nunn, and the alien, okay, I don't mess around with the D, I might get, you know what I'm saying, catch some gunshots in the D for sure.
I'm gonna mess around with T-Baby though.
T don't play. That's for sure. T don't play.
She's like, Kev, I don't got time for you today. Yes, you do. Yes, you
she
do.
Said, T-Baby said, you gotta have some cash to get the to get the tea. You gotta have some cash to get the tea. Oh, God. Okay. Let's get into... Speaking of Anderson .Paak, I'm going to play that song with him in the game. I meant to play it last week, but we didn't get to it.
Oh, that's a pretty nice track. I watched the video.
Oh, they got a video?
Yeah, they got a video to that.
Man, it's like the videos come out as soon as the songs come out now. Ain't like back in the day. The song come out, then the video. Now it's like the song and the video. The video come out before the song anymore. It's like,
well, sometimes they have to because the video makes the song even better. Like the Baby Bop. I hate that track. I watched the video. I love that track now. That's a new school. You don't mean a new school artist.
The Baby's dope though. I can't front. The Baby, compared to a lot of the rappers.
But you watched the video? we going to catch that video after the show, bro.
Oh, okay. All right, let's check this in.
Rolling on a 105. I don't drink when I drive. But I gotta do it high, blowing smoke in the sky. It's something you should try. Swear to God, it's a vibe. Got the stainless on my side. This pretty thing by my side. Says she rolling with the vibe. Yeah, she rolling with the vibe. She rolling with the vibe. 2 a.m. I was all alone. Lamborghini truck in the Sade. All day long, just calling my phone. You and your friends when the tag alone. I was all alone. Lamborghini truck in the Sade. All day long just calling my phone. You and your friends wanna tag along.
I'm trippin' and I'm drippin'. Lambo truck with blue laces, tell Nipsey it's crippin'. Zero to 60, still shoot it with precision. These is grown man bars, you sit down while you pissin'. Picture me rollin' like Pac, but I ain't Pac. I be in that Beamer with a cock. Death row chain just for the drip, I'm not affiliated. West side, so they really hate it. I be out in Las Vegas, at the MGM, by the crap tables, and some MCM. And it's Monday, I'm looking like somebody MCM. Better watch they, I be in DMs. Baby Lane killed Pac, killed Baby Lane. Buntry was busting back, Heron died in his chain. A fatal car crash killed Fatal Hussein. R.I.P. Gaddafi, riding down memory lane.
Rolling on the 105. I don't drink when I drive. But I gotta do it high. Blow the smoke in the sky. It's something you should try. Swear to God, it's a vibe. Got the stainless on my side. This pretty thing by my side. Says she rolling with the vibe. Yeah, she rolling with the vibe. She rolling with the vibe. 2 a.m. I was all alone. Lamborghini truck in the Sade. All day long, just calling my phone. You and your friends wanna tag along. I was all alone. Lamborghini truck in the Sade. All day long, just calling my phone. You and your friends wanna tag along. You and your friends. You and your. You and yours. You and your friends. You and your. You and yours. You and yours.
I went from wanting to be shook to hating shook to f***ing with him. 28 years, a long ass time, just f***ing with him. Talked to him on the phone the other day about how he could've signed me for Dre. Now I'm back in LA, riding down Sunset with my clip full, watching the sunset. Cause this cool, life be like that. I'm just trying to catch a vibe, see some, throw some trees and get high. Run up on my Lambo, that's suicide. Pistol grip, pump on my lap at all times. Hit the Brian rap, it probably sound like this. Somewhere between Cube and Kiss, I can't miss. Documentary Dr. Zav, when it was really going platinum on the math. Executive produced by Dr. Dre, but that's the past. But even now, you play with Dre's name, I'm on your ass.
Rolling on the 105. I don't drink when I drive. But I gotta do it high. Blow the smoke in the sky. It's something you should try. Swear to God, it's a vibe. Got the stainless on my side.
Hot record. I rock with that. Stainless. The Game.
That's the Anderson .Paak. Hey, that's the same thing. I could see him and Alan Lucas doing
yeah,
the track.
Yeah, I could see that too. That was a,
yeah.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Hot record. I wonder when... well, we've been hearing this for years. This is the Game's last album. This is it. Yeah, you've been saying that for the last three albums. You know, I don't think this is the Game's last album. He is taking longer to put out albums now, but, you know, I hope it's not. But I would love to see at least one more Dre produced album by the Game before he, you know, officially hangs it up.
You said one more Dre produced album with 50 Cent writing?
He don't need 50. He ain't needed 50. He ain't done nothing but 50 since what? Dang, his first album.
His very first album that put him on.
Come on, man. The Game got bars. The way he got at 50 and them, that one track. Freestyle back in the day. Oh, Game got bars. Game got bars. I just want to hear more. So, man, we got like five more minutes left, and dang, man, don't know what to play. Don't know what to play. Let's see. Let's dig here. I like this. I like Ross the 5'9", but this particular track is it's okay. You know, there's a lot of people on that black vibe now. Everybody's on so black this and black that. Everybody's being, what we say, woke. Uh-huh. Everybody's getting woke now. Would I be safe to say that that new Alicia Keys track is stating that she's now woke?
Well, I think Alicia's always been woke. Mm. That's one thing about Yellows.
Well, how's she gonna be woke? She ain't black.
Well, no, that's them Grams. Them Grams are more woke than that's full breeds. Like, I'm a full breed.
Everybody's woke now.
You know, like Colin Kaepernick. You know, he's half. They woke.
Oh yeah.
Remember the show Dear White People? She pulled to play a mixed.
Right.
But she was woke. But the funny thing is, and that's true, a lot of people who are like half white, half black, they are normally woke before the actual black people are. Like,
Rachel Dozier.
Yeah, she's
she woke?
She's just
all
the way black.
She gonna be woke? She ain't black?
Yes, she is. She has black in her.
Yeah, she did, didn't
she? Yeah, she has some black in her.
Would you like to get some
right
black
up
in her too?
Issue. Have me and you coming out being woke. I'm a woke. So some of the
she
come out.
She throwing up the Wakanda accent.
did you just X me on your chest just now?
Oh, for life. Did she just call me the N word? I wonder when she said that. What's up, my N?
Like, no, I don't think she would say. I think, you know.
If you black, then say it. Say it. Say it if you black.
No, I won't say it.
I don't use them terms. You ain't black. You ain't black. I am too. Then say the word. I can't say it. I knew you was white. They put her all on the bus. That's all she had to do. All she had to do was say, you know, Negro. Couple times, you know. Get out of my face with that, Negro.
No, she was a cuss. She came and cussed out like a black woman. Like, forget this bull. I'm like, oh, did she just use the hand gestures?
Oh, she's black.
Yeah, she's black.
Oh, but the little girl with the gold grill, you know, she got all that locked down. So she says she got some black blood in her.
No, she has some black in her. She has no black blood.
Mm. But she took that DNA and showed that she
had that DNA
some black blood in her.
She got, I guess she has some black in her. Oh, it's not no blood.
To catch me outside, girl. She might got a little black in her.
Oh, no, again, go right back. She don't have something inside her.
Hannah Montana had a little black in her.
No, she had something inside.
She was trying to twerk, you know, work it.
But, you know, she went back to the
country.
Oh,
yeah, she didn't went back to the country.
She went back to the country.
She found out, you know, she can't, the hood don't want her, huh?
Nah, we don't want her like that. Because she can't sing.
Hey, man, would you be my girl, Hannah?
And she can't sing.
What up, homie? Did Hannah Montana have a grill, bro?
Yeah,
she was wearing a grill and twerking.
Yeah, she was twerking with no. She had none. She had none.
She was rolling with Wiz Khalifa and everything.
But she had no booty whatsoever.
You know Wiz, that little silly laugh he do. Was y'all smoking together?
Oh yeah, he thought they were. I think they were burning.
Hey, you think he smoked more weed than Snoop?
No, I think Snoop. Cause Wiz, you see how shape Wiz in? Wiz is like, him, you know, been doing that kickboxing and stuff. So
him and Snoop smoke together, though.
Yeah, they smoke, but I think Snoop smoked a lot more than Wiz. Cause Snoop is skinnier than Wiz. Now, when you skinnier than Wiz, dude, that's saying something.
You skinnier than Snoop?
No one's skinnier. No one can be skinnier than Scoop.
You think by at this point,
Scoop,
you know,
like
his grown man weight would have kicked in. No, he still
man,
got little boy
no,
weight.
His grown man weight that been shed off shoot by weed, man. His grown man weight. Come on, Snoop is what, 6'6", 6'3", about 120.
Okay, we got to go.
Okay. Hey, hey, this is your boy Hef. Hit me up on IG, at Hef2Lo on IG. DJ?
At DJ, DEEPOISC.
On everything. And special shout out to our guest we had. Follow him at I Am Alan Lucas. I Am Alan Lucas on everything. So follow him on all social media platforms. And get his single out there. It's called Double. Until next week.
Join us next time.
Have a good holiday.
Find links to past shows and more. Link up with Sign Hustle Radio on Facebook.